You're listening to FWAT, episode 29 for September 8th, 2014. Chunky Beer and Cheese. Welcome to FWAT. I'm your host, Rob Steele, and this is the show that gives you all the news you need to know, and probably some you don't, all in about 10 minutes, because you do have other things to do with your day. Let's get started. Little League World Series hero Monet Davis mentioned during an interview a while back that she'd like to play basketball for the University of Connecticut women's basketball team and eventually the WNBA. It's an admirable goal. Go for it, girl. But after her run of the World Series was over, she got a congratulatory call from UConn coach Gino the UConn girls basketball coach. Now the NCAA is calling a recruiting violation on UConn, and there will likely be fines involved. Now let me clear this up with two very easy points. One, she said she wanted to go there, so it's not really a violation, is it? And two, who the hell cares? This is not a Monet issue. This is an issue I have with most colleges. This sounds to me like a terrible waste of college student money. I mean, there was an investigation. There was a committee. People were paid to look into this. If a student, who is 13, by the way, says she wants to go to a college, let her. Hell, if any student wants to go to a college, let them. If you want to recruit, go right ahead. But seriously, kill off these committees and lower the rates for students. That's the real reason colleges exist, right? Students? Anyone else got a college loan? Yeah, me too. Wonder how much of the money I spent was wasted on crap like this. For those of you who care about college sports and want a level playing field, here's an idea. Limit your rosters. I mean, the Alabama football team has got, what, 105 people on the roster? Some have up to, what, 150? Seriously? Come on. Spend the money on education. Kill off a few of these sports scholarships and focus on the real reason you exist. Oh, I'm sorry. You think the real reason is to make money and to make some coach famous? Well, back to school with you then. Jack the Ripper has been identified as Polish-born hairdresser Aaron Kosminski. Businessman Russell Edwards bought the bloody shawl of victim Catherine Eddowes at an auction and enlisted the help of Dr. Hari Lou Halainen, a world-renowned expert in analyzing genetic evidence from historical crime scenes. He compared the 126-year-old DNA sample to descendants of just over 100 suspects in the Jack the Ripper case, and Kosminski was a match. Case closed, for now. No real jokes here, I just thought it was kind of a cool story, but if you want something a bit more humorous, in the same vein, Joan Rivers' autopsy was completed, and the cause of death was indeterminate. Again, two things here. It's completed already? How? I mean, she died last Thursday. I did a story a couple of months back about the autopsy of rapper Notorious B.I.G., or Biggie Smalls, or whatever you want to call him. He was completed back in, what, June? But he was shot back in, oh, I don't know, 97? How did Joan get done so quick? I mean, I know she was considerably smaller, but damn, come on! And, two, what exactly were they expecting to find? I mean, how exactly does one kill a plastic Barbie doll?
Don't give me this, it's too soon crap. I did a similar joke last Friday. No complaints.
Saw a new Campbell's Soup ad this weekend for new chunky beer and cheese. No, seriously, it's called Chunky Beer and Cheese. Now, the reason I bring this up is because they kind of screwed up the ad, just a little bit. They're using a Seattle Seahawk as the NFL player in their ad. Seriously? A Seahawk? Uh-huh. I know they're the Super Bowl champ, but come on. This is soup, beer, and cheese. How can you not use a Green Bay Packer in the commercial? Paul, we need a penalty flag here.
Personal foul. Using the wrong spokesperson. The penalty is declined. Don't buy the soup until they get it right. First down.
Thank you, Paul.
Not a problem.
While we're at it, there was that other commercial this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Personal foul. Four networks on television. Way too damn early to be playing Christmas material. Half the distance to the goal. No. Wait. Loss of possession. Someone call the FCC and the Vatican. We need to stop this now before it gets out of hand.
Thank you again, Paul. Incidentally, what exactly is chunky beer? Actually, you know what? Never mind. I really don't want to know. Bit of business to conduct. You know that $5 latte you bought this morning? Or the one you're thinking about now? Did you really need it? Or could you have spent that money just a little bit better? Say, on an ebook. Both of my books are on sale for $2.99, and you get to keep them forever. And they don't stain your teeth. Check it out on my personal website, steel42.com, or use the link on the FWAT website, FWATpodcast.com. It's the one with the 42 on it. Just go to that website, click on the book covers, takes you right to Amazon. How hard is that? So, do something good today. Buy a book and open your mind. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you know I'm actually a big fan of Doctor Who, which had a new episode over the weekend which involved, of all people, Robin Hood. You know what, that's not even the point of this story. Part of the show was allegedly edited in light of the recent events of the beheading of the reporters with the whole ISIS thing. They cut out a beheading of this episode. This comes on the heels of Fox apologizing profusely for, just hours before the second beheading, having a promo for their show called Sleepy Hollow. The promo was called Headless Day. Now, I'm going to take a slightly different look at this.
What? You, Rob? No, can't be.
Yeah, who knew? One of the big things is, if we let them get to us and change what we're doing, then they win. Now, the Doctor Who scene was filmed several months ago. They did not do it to add publicity because of what happened with the ISIS thing. Sleepy Hollow is starting its second season, and it's a show called Sleepy Hollow. If you don't know the Sleepy Hollow story, it's about Ichabod Crane, a guy who was, hello, beheaded. So having a promo called Headless Day for a show about a guy who lost his head, it only makes sense. And if we cut that crap, we're letting the terrorists win, right? So, guys, I'm not meaning to be disrespectful to the journalists, James Foley and Stephen Sotlov, but this happened before what happened to you, and I fail to see any reason to actually stop it, because I don't want the terrorists to win. Rafael Cruz, you know, Ted's dad, was introducing his son at a rally recently and went off on some bizarro colorist tangent about how raising the minimum wage would be, quote, bad for black people, and that anyone receiving a government handout will just keep them in the poorhouse. Now, I'll get into the whole colorist thing here. Notice I said colorist, because we're all part of the human race, and that whole concept is fairly stupid anyway. But he might actually be onto something here. Government handouts keeping you in the poorhouse. Chrysler received a government handout, didn't they? And Ford, and Chevy, Bank of America, and lots of car companies and banks. You know what? He might actually be right. Let's not give out handouts to corporations, which are really people, apparently, anymore, because it keeps them in the poorhouse. How about we redistribute that money to the people who earned it? The good old American taxpayer. I mean, seriously, the taxpayer pays taxes when they get the money with FIFA and Social Security, and when they use it in sales tax, and then at the end of the so-called fiscal year, April 15th, where everyone pays their taxes, taxed three times on the same money. I think we really should be getting some more of this back. Now, there are some people who would save that money, which is fiscally responsible. But a lot of it would be put back into the economy by spending it. Hey, that would help the economy more, and the companies who need the handouts would be getting it in the form of sales, which is how they should be getting it in the first damn place. So thank you, Rafael Cruz. You almost made my point for me. Now, if we can just get you over the color thing, and I'm looking at the rest of this speech you made, and wow. Never mind. You apparently had your one good idea. I think you're done. Get off the stage, please. Last thing. Nancy Reagan once said that presidents don't get days off. They just get a change of scenery. Now, that may be true. Presidents do take some days off, and when they do, they get lots of publicity. For example, the most recent Bush took 879 vacation days during his two terms. Ronnie Reagan, that guy that everyone's comparing everyone to these days, it took 335 days off. Now, if you'll notice, a lot of people are complaining that Obama has been taking too many days off. Well, you know what? We counted. It's 150. So the problem does actually have to do with him taking vacations. He's not taking enough of them, apparently, so he's not getting enough rest, so he's not thinking straight. Let the guy take a day off and leave him the hell alone. And that'll do it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. If so, drop me a note on Facebook or Twitter, or review the show, even, on iTunes or something. Or, you know, you can subscribe to it there, too. What a concept. Links to all that are on the website, www.fwatpodcast.com. And don't forget to go to the site anyway and check out that video for Those Wacky Republicans. Just a little question to leave you with. Am I the only one who misses the days when a tea party meant your daughter and some stuffed animals were going to sit around a small table and spill water everywhere instead of these old codgers sitting around large tables and, well, let's be honest, wetting themselves? I miss those days. Have a good week, everybody. See you Wednesday.